Local Focus.
Hello there to you. It's Troy Stockton with today's edition of the Rural Focus podcast. Hey, thank you for joining us today on the program. We'll catch up with Millie from the Livestock Collective. They're out and about across regional WA. Also, too, we'll catch in with Paul O'Neill. Paul is the General Manager for regional WA with Optus. How's your mobile coverage going? A-OK. We'll find out more from Paul very soon. But we'll kick off today's podcast. Next week around regional WA, there's a whole heap of bull select workshops. Do you want to get the best bull for your buck? Of course you do. One of the presenters who will be in WA with this next week, Katrina Millen. Katrina, hello there to you.
Good morning, Troy.
Making your way to WA next week?
Yep, heading across to WA next week for 4 bull select workshops.
Is this open to anybody who would like to go along, or money just for farmers, or what's the go with this?
It's aimed at commercial beef producers, okay. But yep, certainly yep. Certainly open to anyone that would like to attend, so aimed for commercial beef producers, but we're also welcoming ag students along to attend
fantastic.
As well.
So it gets underway on Monday, that's this upcoming Monday in Esperance, and you make your way to Albany on the Wednesday the 24th, 2J on Thursday the 25th of August, and Capel on Friday the 26th of August. So for those people going along, what will they get out of it?
Yeah, so we're going to be presenting a one-day workshop on understanding breed plan ABVs and selection indexes, and it's designed to help commercial producers identify sires with the best genetics for their production system, whether they're looking for a paddock bull or an AI sire.
And you sort of work on a budget to help out the farmers trying to buy a bull or bulls?
Yeah, we can talk about budgets, but also talking about how to interpret their genetic evaluation figures to identify the animals with the best genetics for a range of production traits, so traits relating to growth, fertility, carcass, and other traits like that.
And, of course, the day does include lunch and morning and afternoon tea. So, putting on a pretty good spread there as well. So are you doing these right around Australia there, Katrina?
So these ones were just in WA, yep. But we do run them around Australia at various times throughout the year.
So are all the guest speakers coming from over east, or do we have a couple of WA guest speakers with it as well? Or
So the main part of the day will be presented by myself and my colleague Paul.
Okay.
So, yeah, from New South Wales and Queensland.
And I believe also if people have been, say, out of the country over the past 7 days or so, they just need to not turn up, unfortunately. Is that how I read it?
Yeah, so we're asking anyone that it's been to an FMD outbreak affected area in the past 7 days to please not attend, and then we'll have foot baths and things like that for those that are attending that haven't been to FMD outbreak areas, just to help with the biosecurity for our stock producers.
So for those people who are wanting to know more about these bull select workshops, and I know that there have been various social media posts about it, so for those who are still trying to make up their mind to get to Esperance, Albany, 2J and Capel next week there, Katrina, is there still time for them to get on in and register?
Yep, so bookings for each event will close 2 days before the event, and they can head to the Western Beef Association Facebook page for the booking link.
So go ahead and do that. Well, enjoy your trip over here in WA next week. Might even try and see if we can catch up with you sometime next week too and see how the workshops are going.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Troy.
Yeah, there she is, Katrina Millen, making her way to WA next week. Being one of the presenters as part of the Bull Select Workshop. Get along there if you can. Yeah, do you want to get the best bull for your buck? Of course that you do. All kicks off in Esperance on Monday, so hopefully you've registered. Registrations are open, gets underway from 8:45 there in Esperance on Monday. Then they go to Albany on Wednesday, as we said, 2J on the Thursday, and Capel on the Friday as well. So if you are going along to those Bull Select workshops around regional WA next week, good luck there to you.
The following interview on the Rural Focus podcast is a paid interview. A reminder, this may not be the right product for you, and other goods and services may be available.
Of course, we did catch up with Paul O'Neill on Wednesday. Paul, of course, the General Manager through regional WA with Optus. Paul, again, good morning.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, this morning, mate, I wanted to speak, customer service. Are there going to be more, say, locally owned and operated stores opening around regional WA? And if so, will they need appointments?
Well, we currently have 5 stores operating in regional WA at the moment. The locally owned ones sit in Albany, Bunbury and Eaton, and they've been in those locations for over a decade. And they come with local experts that can service our customers on the ground. And we also have, as you mentioned, we do have a no appointment, no worries campaign. So we don't require appointments for you to come in and see us. So customers can walk in, see our local experts. They would love to help and have the conversation around their telco needs.
All right, so go ahead and do that. Now, before you go this morning, mate, value, what's on offer with you and the team there at Optus?
It is new device season launch at the moment. We have the Samsung pre-order right now until the 31st of August. So if you pre-order a Flip or a Fold 3, you will receive a Samsung Tab A8. This is a tablet that's worth up to $800. Apple are being a little bit more secret squirrel at the moment, but we do expect to see some launches in the coming month, and that's incredibly exciting. And the last offer I will talk to you about, Troy, is for any customer that bring their service across as a second service, so that's a port in from another carrier or a new second service, as an Optus customer, they can receive 25% off their rate plan. So there's lots going on in our space at the moment with regards to value.
That's a fantastic deal there, mate.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. Look, we want to encourage people who are shopping around at the moment, you know, in the current climate where we can offer a discount where possible and offer more value.
Now, of course, on Wednesday, we mentioned that you're going to be at Darwin next week.
I am indeed, yes. And me and the team will be down. Come and see us at the Optus tent. We've got competitions running all day. We have speed tests on our network. So talking all things network, value and customer service. So looking forward to seeing you there, mate.
Yeah, certainly. Yes. No, looking forward to catching up with you next week there in Darwin. Paul O'Neill, General Manager through Regional WA with Optus. Mate, as always, nice to chat.
You too, mate. Take care.
The following interview on the Rural Focus podcast is a paid interview. A reminder, this may not be the right product for you and other goods and services may be available.
So I'm going to catch up with Millie from the Livestock Collective. Millie's actually in Katanning at the Rabobank WA Sheep Expo and Ram Sale. Morning, Mill.
Morning, Troy. How are you going?
Not bad. How's it all going there at the Sheep Expo?
Good, thank you. Great to chat with some of our supporters there. And yeah, I think it's going pretty well.
I think there's a working dog auction there today. Are you in line for a working dog?
No, I'm personally not as much as I would like to, but I'll definitely go over and give it a squeeze.
All right. So, if you're heading to the Katanning Leisure Centre today, pop in and see Millie and the team there at the Livestock Collective. Hey, Mill, I wanted to ask you this morning, how does biosecurity fit into a feedlot or export depot?
Yeah, look, obviously there's some threats at the moment and lots of chat about biosecurity, but in reality it's always been, one of the priorities at any feedlot and export depot. Every livestock that comes into the facility has multiple points of inspection. I used to work at a quarantine facility myself and, you know, my boots stayed there. I got there in the morning and put those boots on. And, yeah, there's lots of different things in terms of what you have to wear, particularly at the wharf as well. Traffic as in wheels and tyres, lots of points of cleaning and things like that. So, we do have some information on that on our social media channels just because it's been such a topic of conversation at the moment. So if you do want to head into there and check it out, feel free.
Are people asking you about that while you're like at the Katanning Leisure Centre and all that? Are people asking you about biosecurity and everything else?
It's certainly a topic of conversation, yeah.
You were in Broome last week, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
How'd that go?
Yeah, I was in Broome. Yeah, it was really good. We ran a workshop up there for 19 people and, it was really great. A reception, just giving that area more capacity building opportunities and, it was great to network with them.
And then I think you're off to Darwin very soon too, aren't you?
Yes, we go to Darwin next week as Docker accreditation course and then, Brisbane at the end of next week. So it's all happening, Troy, as usual.
Absolutely. And I suppose you're busy with the Livestock Collective out and about, and as you say, you're in Katanning, then you go to Darwin. Will you be off to any of the field days?
Yes, the team and I will be at Darwin field days and potentially Newdigate as well.
All right. So, if you're heading to any of the field days and you want to know more on biosecurity or what the Livestock Collective is all about, get in contact with the team at the field days over the next few weeks. Hey, Mill, I'll leave you there to get back to it at the Katanning Leisure Centre. Thanks for your time this morning. Chat again soon.
Alrighty, cheers, Troy.
The following interview on the Rural Focus podcast is a paid interview. A reminder, this may not be the right product for you and other goods and services may be available.
Time to catch up with Gomei from Rural Aid Australia. Mate, good morning.
Morning, Troy. How are you?
Not bad. Saw you in Mininew last Friday, mate. How did all that go for you there last Friday?
Yeah, it was really, really good day. Good to see a few familiar faces in terms of different agencies. Met a few new farmers and get to hear good old Brad Hogg give a good old speech around mental health. That was fun.
Yeah, fantastic. No, and nice to see that Rural Aid were there, mate. And I know that you had plenty of people chatting to you when I left. You had, I think you were three or four deep with people wanting to ask you questions.
suppose everyone wants to know what rural aid's all about and how we can help them, I suppose.
Yeah.
It was good to chat to a few people.
Now, I wanted to also speak with you this morning, mate, about anxiety. Plenty of farmers, of course, speaking about foot and mouth disease with the issue, what they can, what they can't do. What are you hearing back from farmers?
Yeah, I suppose that was a highlight in speaking to the farmers on the Friday, was just how much anxiety there is currently around foot and mouth disease and the potential of that coming into WA from Indonesia. Mm. You know, I was hearing stories of people that have pretty much locked up their fences and not letting anyone through the gate, especially anyone that's been overseas. So, yeah, there seems to be quite a bit of trepidation around that. There was also a talk. I think there was a talk on it at some point around 2:30. I think it was David Beattie, I think it might have been, was talking about some of the real issues around what could potentially happen to the industry if it did make its way into WA. So, yeah, a lot of anxiety around that, that's for sure.
So what do you sort of say to farmers with that and everything else, mate?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think, you know, the first thing is, I suppose, understanding what's going on, because I think a lot of the times people feel anxious and sometimes don't even understand it, especially the fact that it hasn't even hit WA yet and people are, you know, feeling the effects of it as if it's here already. And so just understanding it is key. And so what I've been doing a lot is just trying to make it, trying to personalize it, trying to normalize it for people, so people understand it from their personal perspective, because everyone experiences it differently. But really just understanding that it is something that can be helpful. So it's not always the enemy. If there is something coming to attack you, you know, it's a normal human reaction to have some sort of fear around it. It's when you start to obsess about it in a way that kind of interrupts your current ability to function that it becomes problematic. So really just, I've kind of got a four-point approach. I'm not one for giving people pointers, but, you know, sometimes we have very quick chats with people.
Yeah.
And so the four kind of points I like to tell them is, first, just stop and breathe. You know, the research shows us that just simply slowing down your breathing can have a huge impact on managing anxiety. The other thing is to just realistically assess the risk. And so one of the great things I loved about that particular event was that farmers were rocking up and they wanted to hear the information or sitting there and taking all in. You know, sometimes anxiety can be so debilitating that you don't even come out of the house, you don't really engage in any activities at all. And so to see farmers, you know, anxious but still getting out there was really good. So getting the information is from credible sources is really important, and then realistically assessing what the risk is. The courage to venture out into the unknown in an unnaive way is just such a powerful thing you can do. Is, you know, just those slow steps out, taking those little risks with, you know, the information that you've gathered. And then finally, just stopping and being grateful. Because a lot of the time, anxiety is really centered on what's going to happen, what could happen, what might go wrong. So just stopping sometimes and being aware of what you've got in the present and just reflecting on that and being grateful for it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's really hard to be anxious when you're sitting and appreciating the cows rather than thinking about what's going to happen to them. Just go out and do what you normally do. Appreciate the fact that you've got them now, and, you know, all the good things that come along with that goes a long way.
So how are things going there with the team at Rural Aid, mate?
Yeah, very, very busy at the moment. There's a lot of stuff happening over east still with, you know, floods and all these other disasters that we're still trying to manage. We've still got the community builders going strong over here in the southern wheat belt. So, you know, that's going on. We've got the mustering growth program in the schools. It's going along all around Australia, so there's definitely a lot going on.
All right, and if people are wanting to know more with you and the team there at Rural Aid, mate, how can they do that?
Yes, hop on the website, www.ruralaid.org.au, and for anything around mental health, we've actually got a dedicated line now, so if you just call the 1300 175 594, someone will be able to point you in the right direction.
Mate, as always, nice to chat. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. We'll chat to you again next time.
Yes, it'll be good to see you next week. And where are we next week?
Darren, mate. Yeah, no, we'll catch you out at Darren next week.
Excellent. Good talking to you, Troy.
Yes, they do wonderful things, not just here in WA, but right across Australia, the team there at Rural Aid Australia. Well, that is it for today's edition of the podcast. Don't forget to, if you've missed anything from the Rural Focus radio show, you can go back and listen to other segments right here on the Listener app. Hey, thank you for your company today. I look forward to bringing you another Rural Focus podcast here on the Listener app again very soon.